The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. I Am Calling You Out. Part 1. August 19, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. Beloved children, I am calling you out. From the midst of your countrymen, from the midst of your peers and kindred, even from the midst of all these churches of men, I am calling you out. That you may be separate, that you may be set apart in truth. A lowly people, who wait upon the Lord with joy and trembling. Yet my people will not come out, nor will they stay separate. For they do not hate the company of evildoers, and at the table of the wicked, they sit at ease. Yet the Lord your God has shown you the way. Even I have provided this lamp for your feet, lest you should stumble and fall into a pit. For thick clouds gather, darkness descends, and covers the earth. Yet you will not believe. Thus in my mercy, I have placed a beacon in the midst of this desolate land, a light which shall reach even unto the ends of the earth. Behold, I have forged a silver trumpet, and placed it in the hands of my watchmen. For the flames of my people flicker, and the winds of deception do not cease. Behold, wickedness increases by measure, and oh how the people love to have it so, for they all have itching ears. They give heed to every wind of doctrine, and hold fast to every false expectation and arrogant assumption. They are continually led away. None have truly discerned, nor are they able. O sadness! Bitter sorrow! My beloved has forsaken me. She cleaves to the breast of another, and has not known me. Therefore, do my tears flow down. My face is wet with grief. For I had called out to her, yet I heard no answer. I lifted up my voice, yet she did not come out to meet me. Behold, in my zeal, I stretched out my arms to embrace her, yet she refused me. My people, the trumpet is blown. The call has went out. Yet few have assembled before the tent of meeting. For there are many who claim to know me. There are many who say they are my servants. A great multitude who claim they are my people. Yet they are not my people. For they do not observe justice, neither do they seek to do what is right. For I have surely looked upon them, I have set my gaze upon all who call upon my name. I have searched, and I have passed through. I know the thoughts of my people, and the hearts of my elect are known to me. For I am the Lord, very close at hand. Thus, I shall purge my people, and set apart my elect. I shall surely sift and separate the harvest, and cause a great division in all the earth. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, thus says the Lord to all those who have ears to hear. Beloved, stand apart from this world in word and by deed. Take your every thought captive, that you may be fully set apart. Reveal your love for me by all you say and do. Put your love on open display. Rest in me on the Sabbath day, and receive my blessing. Honor my holy days, and remember, that you may also understand. Hold fast to the holy covenant, and no longer depart from the word of my commandment. Yet among you, I see some who do not turn their foot away from doing their own pleasure on the Sabbath, the day which I made for you, the day I commanded you to remember and keep holy. Beloved ones, did I not sanctify the seventh day from the beginning? Did I not write the commandment by my own finger? Is it not a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you? Yet the churches of men forsake my commandments, and do not honor my holy days. Thus those who forsake my Sabbaths have revealed who is first. Let them walk through the valley, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. My people lack knowledge, and have no understanding. They shut their eyes, and cannot discern. Their ears grow dull, and they have forgotten how to listen. For they do always turn away from that which is most needful, as they judge falsely, failing to do that which is right and good in my eyes. Behold, upon a cracked reed, they have placed all their trust. They lean heavily upon a way which is not good. Therefore, I shall break up their fallow ground, and cause their reed to splinter beneath them, and they too shall be pierced, says the Lord. Beloved, my eyes are full of tears, my heart heavy with grief. The cry of mourning is heard at noonday. Great wailing breaks forth in all the earth. For the wound of this people is grievous, their affliction most severe. Yet who shall plead their cause in the day of calamity? Who shall bind up the wound? For they have surely rejected me. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I have set my face against the generation of my wrath. For the people have made lies their refuge, and under falsehood they have endeavored to hide themselves. Behold, they have made a covenant with death, and with the grave they are in agreement. Yet it shall not stand. For in the midst of unparalleled calamity, I shall hear. And from the midst of terrible judgment, my arm shall surely deliver, even a great remnant, of whom the Lord shall call. Thus says the Lord to his little flock, I call you to consider deeply, to see with greater eyes. For I have blessed you in a way few have regarded, nor have any seen the like since my apostles walked with me in Israel. Indeed, I have opened my mouth, and spoken to this generation through my prophets. I have revealed secrets, and made my plans known. For I do not change, says the Lord. Yet who has truly considered, and who is able to comprehend? For my people walk about as one heavy with sleep, as one caught up in the midst of a dream, unable to perceive whether they are awake or sleeping. My people are dull, they are heavy with sleep, yet I shall surely awaken them. For I shall cause the hearts of my beloved to skip a beat, and the hearts of the multitude shall thunder in their chests. For as it was with my prophet of old, to whom I said, Go out, and stand on the mountain before the Lord, so shall it be with the people of this generation. For I shall pass through, and a great and terrible wind shall tear into the mountains, and the rocks shall be broken in pieces. Behold, a great earthquake shall ensue, and fire shall break out in all the earth, and this generation shall be humbled. Therefore, woe to those who do not give heed to my words, and mock this trumpet. Woe to those who turn away from my voice, and shut their ears to the quiet utterings of my spirit. Woe to all who refuse to come out. O my beloved, why do you not love me? How is it you take no pleasure in my Sabbaths, and turn your face from my holy days? Beloved, am I not married unto you? Have I not prepared your way before you, that you may come to me unhindered? Have I not prepared a place for you, that you may be with me where I am? Beloved, you are my heart's desire. Yet when I look upon you, I see only lukewarm children, lamps with no oil, flowers of the field, quickly fading. Beloved, before you came forth from the womb, you were mine, and in your youth, I knew you. Even in your early years, you remembered me, and knew my face. Yet now you hide your face from me. Under the darkness of the veil, your countenance is concealed. For your heart is far removed, and the way of the Lord you have forgotten. Beloved, when I look into your eyes, I do not see of myself. My glory has departed. Oh, what sadness! Bitter grief! The beautiful ones have all gone away. Darkness covers the face of the earth. How long shall my people treat me as one who is made to stand afar off, as one who must wait in an outer room? How then shall the dull of hearing hear my voice, and the weak clasp the hem of my robe? Beloved, you have lost your grasp, yet are unaware. Your feet have become entangled amongst briars and thorns, yet you have made no effort to loose them. For who can endure the day of the Lord? Who is able to stand in the day of judgment? Who in all the earth is able to pass through the fiery furnace unharmed? Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, little flock. Perk up your ears and listen, all you who call on my name, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Behold, there is a day coming quickly, a day and hour which remains unknown to you, in which I will call you to stop what you are doing, that you may come out and worship me. I will call you to keep this day holy, and you shall do no work, and it shall be to you a Sabbath. And lo, it shall also be fulfilled a second time, says the Lord. On this day, I will call to you through my prophet, and you will come out and worship me, each in your own house, set apart, with your beloved set apart. And in each household shall it be decided, it shall surely be revealed. Who among you loves me more than these? More than themselves? More than this world? Yet those who fail to come to me without condition, even all those who refuse to come out, their ears shall grow dull, and they shall be unable to hear, neither shall they escape. For I am the Lord, and this is my will, that one whose flame burns hot, whose love for me runs deep, now display their love for me openly. And that one, who is neither cold nor hot, depart from me, until the time comes and is fulfilled, that by great distress their flame is stoked, and becomes a great fire, glaring in the eyes of the passerby, shining in the midst of the cold dark night. For I search the heart, says the Lord. I alone know the mind. The thoughts of my beloved are known to me, and the plans of the wicked are not hidden from me. Behold, I look upon the innermost thoughts. I am aware of every hidden intention. For I am the Lord, he who separated the light from the darkness. From the beginning, I am he who formed it and brought it into the light. Thus pretense is not at all becoming of a servant of the Lord. Neither is the world a garment which my elect shall wear. Beloved, strip yourselves naked, cast off these filthy robes. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Turn away from this world, and come to me. Lay yourselves upon the altar, and become a living sacrifice to the Lord, the planting of the Lord. My pleasant plants, set in the midst of my vineyard, my beautiful ones, grafted in. Yet my beloved are held captive, and seek not the way of escape. Indeed, those within the churches of men say, we are delivered. Yet they are not delivered. For they have no knowledge, nor will they receive correction. They cleave to a false way, and worship a graven image. They are battered, and they are bruised. Yet they do not come to me, that I may heal them. Behold, they are like the swift dromedary, who runs to and fro in the desert. Who can control her when she is in heat? Indeed, my people appear docile, yet they cannot be tamed, neither will they sit still. For my children are stubborn, and will not lay down. They refuse to be broken. They are strangers. Yes, they are strangers, and go after them. They love the voice of strangers, and embrace strange doctrine. They cleave to foreign traditions, and practice abomination in my name. For they have not known me, says the Lord. How long shall my beloved wander in desolate places? How long shall they strip the fruitful field bare, and pollute the springs of living water? The innocent are destroyed, and the earth is forsaken. The cities of men are a harbor for every foul and detestable bird, a nest for every kind of evil. Behold, great wickedness dwells there. Therefore, the earth shall rise up against the sons of men, and nature shall break forth in its fury, and fight against them, until all in the earth grow weary, and the heart of this people is torn. A rent, which is deep. A rent, made wide. Behold, the earth shall shake and rumble from beneath, the cities shall break apart, and the towers shall be toppled, and the glory of man shall be utterly devastated. The blood of the innocent shall cry out from the ground. Every atrocity of man shall be remembered, when the Lord God strikes the earth with plague and famine, and the waters turn to blood. For the generation of my wrath shall be shaken. The generation of my fury shall be broken without hand. Behold, the storm is already overhead. The whirlwind breaks forth from the midst of the clouds. Seek shelter. For I have set my face against you, O sons of men. And with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, I shall surely punish the inhabitants of the earth. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel. Beloved, I have spoken to you firmly, and with a stern voice, I have declared the controversy of the Lord. With a multitude of words, and unending mercy, I have spoken, and shall continue to speak. For I am the Lord, and I do not change. I do what is right. I alone know what is most needful. Thus I have called for a right heart within my servants, for my people to walk in my ways without reservation. Yet no pure works follow. Yes, I have called for works, befitting a servant of the Lord. Yet the works of my people last only for a moment, then quickly pass away. Works done out of obligation. Works without trust. Fruitless endeavors, performed for the sake of pretense. In a vain effort to keep the door open. For my people have not known me. Neither do they have any love for God, in their hearts. Self-preservation is their only concern. Beloved, awake. Awake from your slumber. Awaken your hearts, to the majesty on high. Embrace the full revelation, of who I am. Of all I have done. For the word of the Lord flows like water. My love, runs pure. Therefore, embrace my words. And receive of my love. That you may be filled with my spirit. To the bearing of much fruit. In the beloved. Therefore hear and understand. Receive of this word. And write this wisdom in your hearts. For upon these words, does all life, all knowledge, and all truth rest, even by which all things consist. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this is pure, undefiled love, the only means by which the law of the Father may be fulfilled. You shall love the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And yes, beloved, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. For this is to walk in me. This is to abide in me. The only true religion, in which is life. For apart from this is only enmity, and rebellion against God. The ways of the world, and the evil one. Darkness of faces. Bringing forth much pain and death. A multitude of tears and sorrow. Beloved, it is time that my servants learn to walk in my strength. For the day is far spent. It is time for those I am sending, to drink deeply from my cup, and embrace me fully, that my grace may cover them, as they prepare my way before me. Yet let all others fall away. Let the obstinate depart, and the lukewarm pass to the wayside. Until that which was planted at the first, takes root, and that which was sown in the dry and cracked ground, is watered once again. For I am coming quickly, and I will surely call out. And the first of many shall be gone from this place. Behold, I shall reveal my glory, and the power of my strength, and the word of the Lord shall speak. Desolations shall continue until the consummation, and the hidden treasure shall appear out of the ground, when I arise, and shake the earth mightily. For as the shaking of an olive tree, or grape gleanings after the harvest, so shall I gather the remnant, in the day of grief and bitter sorrow. For I am the Lord. I know what is most needful. I alone do what is right. And though I afflict, I will also heal. And though I strike the people in my wrath, I will also bind up their wounds. Behold, I shall bring the kingdoms of men to utter ruin, and make the face of the earth a desolation. For I am He, who shall create new heavens and a new earth, in which justice shall run down like water. And righteousness, like an ever-flowing stream. For as I have spoken, so I speak. As I am, so shall I be. Says the King of power and glory, the only Lord of hosts, the Holy One of Israel.